This next song I wrote with John Cleese in Germany. He was dressed as Little Red Riding Hood at the time. The Germans came to us sometime in the mid-70s and said, "We are very good at many things, but alas, we do not have a sense of humor. So will you Python people please come over to Germany and make with the funny things?" So that's how I came to be sitting in a woodland glade next to an incredibly tall man in full Bavarian drag when we wrote this. Take it away, Eric, the orchestra leader. Half a bee, philosophically, must ipso facto half not be. But half the bee has got to be vis-a-vis its entity. Do you see? But can a bee be said to be or not to be an entire bee when half the bee is not a bee due to some ancient injury? Singing.
La-dee-dee, 1, 2, 3, Eric the half a bee. A-B-C-D-E-F-G, Eric the half a bee. Is this wretched demi-bee half asleep upon my knee? Some freak from a menagerie. No, it's Eric the half a bee. Fiddle-dee-dee, Eric the half a bee. Ho, 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 hee-hee-hee, Eric the half a bee. I love this hive employee, bisected accidentally. One summer afternoon by me, I love him carnally. Semi Connolly.
The end.
Thank you. A song written by me and the incomparable John Cleese. And what can one say about John that hasn't already been said better and much longer by himself? Nothing. He said it all. And so let's not talk about him. Let's talk about me.